It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colleges, schools, and child care centers remain hotspots for COVID-19 as outbreaks increase statewide. Lindsay Fett reports.
The Colorado Health Department reported its highest number of single-week outbreaks since the pandemic began. Half of the 58 outbreaks occurred at education facilities and in offices. Colleges have been hit particularly hard. The University of Colorado Boulder has had more than 1,500 COVID-19 cases since the start of its fall semester. The State Health Department also declared that the virus had reached a level of community spread at the Colorado State University campus. It hit a total of 375 cases this week. For CPR News, I'm Lindsay Fent.
23 people have been indicted for their alleged involvement in a large-scale heroin operation in Metro Denver, according to federal officials. An investigation into the ring started more than a year ago and led to the seizure of more than 70 pounds of heroin, $100,000 in cash, and two firearms. The U.S. Attorney for Colorado says officers have arrested 14 people. Nine others are still at large. The Mullen Fire has now burned more than 18,000 acres in northern Colorado. That fire began in Wyoming in mid-September, then crossed the state line. Altogether, it has burned more than 166,000 acres in the two states. Incident team spokesman Brian Scott says downed trees and warm weather are fueling the fire.
You've got wind and it's dry and sunny. Things are heated up earlier in the day. Then it just is ready to explode and will when you get all those things in alignment. It's just the perfect storm for a fire.
Scott says the Mullen Fire is about 25 miles north of the Cameron Peak Fire in Larimer County. That fire has been burning since mid-August and has burned more than 128,000 acres. And there is smoky air along the Front Range and for much of Colorado today and maybe tomorrow. Temperatures in the 80s today around Denver. This is CPR News.